All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas at the same number. My guest has been Robert Pinnerman. I'm so excited about having him on, and hopefully you are too. Let's go to the phone lines. You got Gene from Milwaukee. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Gene Lacey here.
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
Okay, look, if America would stop profitizing education like these other countries, they put more value on the knowledge of their citizenry, and that's why they are so much advanced than we are, and we put more profit on our citizenry. So if you got young kids walking around here in their head could have the potential to cure for cancer, but they can't afford to go to college. It's profitizing everything here, and over there it's much less expensive to go to college. It's much, and they put more emphasis on education because they understand the value of a country is in the knowledge of their people. America puts the value of their people. A less well-educated people make poor choices, and it keeps the status quo of those in power because you're less educated. Over there, they put more emphasis on the education of their people, and they are motivated to go and learn because they understand that that's what the value of everything is in the education. So that's my take on that, and I tried to get in this morning on your show when you had the other guy on there for the lead paint.
He's still here.
Okay. My take on that is if they would start making the police union take out insurance policies on their workers to where Milwaukee wouldn't be getting sued and passing out all of this money for somebody shooting somebody in the back of the head, then the thing of it is they'd have some money to spend on lead paint. Do you see across this nation the money they spent out for police wrongfully killing somebody?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and they already spend half the city budget on the police department. MPD gets half the budget. Now they're out here calling for more because of these, you know, what went down at the Deer District the other night.
Yeah, they want 400 more officers.
And it's we could give the police the entire city budget and they would not be able to solve the problem of crime and violence because they are a reactive force. They do not solve the underlying conditions. All they do is arrest and incarcerate.
And then the judges turn the people right back loose. So if they would make the police unions, make these people accountable, and I just look at the settlements that has been given out by cities across this nation, and that could be money that could be spent on things like you say, better water, better services, better everything than that. So that would be one start, and then it kind of baffled my mind, and I just got to say this. Is the mayor, I think I may have the numbers wrong, wanted to spend like $1.8 million downtown for speeding? Come on, man. The speeding is up and down Capitol Drive. Ain't no speeding going on downtown.
So, Gene, you know, man, number one, it's good to hear your voice. Gene and I go way back to a different life when we were both young and Gene and I used to have a lot of conversations over the years. We haven't spoken in a number of years, but it is really good to hear your voice and your view on things. You've always been a person who saw things through the right prism, man. So thanks for adding, you know, to the conversation, man, and I'll be in touch with you later. I really appreciate it. Love you, man. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate that, you know, that you still have that talking voice out there. and I remember, like you said, the days going back, you had a voice.
I thought I was a guy of few words back then.
No, you weren't. You were a voice to be listened to, but when you spoke, you didn't speak too much, but when you spoke, your conversation had substance. You didn't weigh in on foolishness, but your conversation had substance to it. So, you know, I take heed to people like that. You know, it's all about the substance in something. Can something get done from what it is that you say, from what it is that you say that will work for not just yourself, but generally overall for that? I mean, I give you lots of kudos and credit for that. So,
hey, Gene, man, thank you very much, man.
So how
long are you in the city, man?
I'm here till probably Friday.
Okay, we got to get together and have some lunch. All right, really appreciate it. Got to go. Thank you. You know, he kind of surprised me, man. This is a guy who, when we were in our early 20s, I'm 68 now. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about, you know, a relationship for over 40 years.
And he's, you know, what he's talking about is absolutely right. The ways that we try to address things like crime in not only Milwaukee, but across the United States is through enforcement, through the use of the state security apparatus to arrest, incarcerate, kill
right.
people, especially black people.
Right.
And he's absolutely right in saying that if we were to cut down on the amount of money that we have to pay out for the crimes of the police, the amount of money that we have to pay out to even sustain the police, we would be able to begin to solve the underlying problems, things like lead-contaminated water that contribute to the advent of criminality in the first place. By funding more police, by hiring more officers, by buying more equipment, by building bigger jails, we don't solve a single thing with that. We need to address the underlying issues. Like I said, you could give the police 100% of the city budget. Let them run the city under martial law as a police military dictatorship, and they wouldn't be able to solve crime. Because that type of approach, you cannot solve crime with it. You need to address the underlying parts of the system that result in the creation of a second economy.
But it's always easy for people who don't live in the city,
mm-hmm.
who never even cross paths in the city, to say, as you hear right now, conservatives always, the Democrats are anti-police. What are you talking about? People aren't anti-police. People in the know that police come after. They can never prevent crime.
Yes.
If police could prevent crime, there were police down at the...
Hundreds
yes,
of police.
Were down there, and yet... all the shootings still took place.
Right. And they couldn't stop. You know, and they couldn't stop it because they don't stop it.
Yeah.
They don't. They come in and sweep up.
And that's not to be critical of them. Right? It's just that the people who somehow believe that the answer to all these things are law enforcement got it wrong. So, man, thank you very much from the depth of my heart.
Thank you, Earl.
Appreciate you coming in and spending some time with me. It won't be the last time. That I guarantee.
Yeah.
Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.